Blog Talk Radio.
somebody ought to give God some praise on this Sunday morning. Amen. 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 God has been so good unto us. You know, I think about as I was sitting here listening to the song and just praising God, I remember a time back in my childhood, amen. You know, I was raised by a single parent, amen. And my mother did all that she could do to make the ends meet, amen. And as I was just sitting here thinking about that, I was reminded of a time, amen, that it was in the dead winter and our gas got cut off and we had no heat in our house, amen. And God provided a heater that we had to use gasoline to stay warm in the house, amen. And he gave us a big microwave where we could heat the water up so that we could wash our bodies, amen. And both of these items stayed throughout the whole winter when spring hit, both of them clunked out. I'm here to let you know why I have joy in God, because my God always supplies the needs of those who call upon him. I don't know about you on this Sunday morning, but I'm here to give God some praise, because all my life, when I think about how good he has been to me and my family, I can't help but get loud. I can't help but get excited. I can't help but give him the praise. And if you know, if you have a memory like that in your, if you know that God has been good to you without a shadow of doubt, then you ought to give him some praise. If there's anybody on this line right now that knows that God has been good to them, you ought to give God some praise. If you know that God has always been on your side, you ought to give him some praise. If you know that...
Thank you, Father.
If you know that if it was not without the Lord being there, that you would not be here today, you ought to give him some praise. If you know... Do I got anybody on here that know?
Yes.
That the Lord has been with them.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning. Good morning and good morning. It is Sunday, February 28th. I am Pastor D. We are Fuse Memorial. We are the Jubilee Affair. We are HubNet 24/7. God bless you. I'm just fired up because when I examine my life, it just does something to me, amen. But Brother Tony, will you please, Father, because I take this whole time and just give testimony, amen. But I want somebody else to give testimony, amen. And Brother Tony, will you please bless us, sir?
God bless everyone. This great Sunday morning, God is good all the time. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Don't be discouraged with trouble in your life. Heal your burdens and move all misery past right. That's why we come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. Oh,
I have our affirmation of faith by Minister Kyle Garrett, our invocation by Minister Tremaine Townsend, and our scripture by Minister Rosalind Thomas.
Good morning, everyone. God bless everyone. I shall be doing the affirmation of faith. Let us unite in this historic Christian faith. In whom do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried, but on the third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Let us bow our heads. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. We just come to you just to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be able to come together once again just to praise and worship your name in spirit and in truth. Father God, although we are coming together over this conference call, Father, it doesn't matter. The fact is that we still have a platform that we're able to do it, and we just can't say thank you enough. We ask you, Father God, that you would come in to this service this morning. We invite you in. We invoke your presence, Father, into this service. We thank you, God, for residing in the pews of our hearts. We thank you, Father God, for residing in the sanctuary, in the service, Father. We ask you, God, that you would open up our spiritual ears, that we hear a word from you through our pastor this morning. We ask you, God, that you would give him the strength, build him up, restore and replenish him of all that he will pour out into us. We ask you, God, that you would be with those who are of the sick and shut in, Father. Bless them and keep them as they desire, Father, to be able to be here. We ask you, God, that you would just be with them and show them, Father, that you will always be with them, even until the end of time. We ask you, God, that you would comfort the bereaved, Father, those who are mourning the losses of their loved ones. Let them know, God, that you are their strength, that you are their keeper. And although they may not understand, that you have the final say in everything, God. And we just thank you, Father. We give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise because you deserve it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, saints. To God be the glory. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I will be reading out of the King James Bible. Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The word of God for the people of God. Let the church say amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Kyle. Thank you, Minister Tremaine. And thank you, Minister Roslyn, for the affirmation of faith, the prayer, the scripture. As we continue on within our service, I just want to remind you all to continue to stay safe. We are still in the midst of this pandemic, amen, and we need you all to stay safe, to stay healthy, continue to wash and sanitize, continue to wear your mask, and continue to stay 6 feet apart, amen. We know that eventually things will subside, but until that time, amen, we must do our part, amen. As we know that we've lost two of our faithful members, amen, that being Minister Linda Larkin. Her services will be tomorrow at Clora Funeral Home. The viewing will start there. The viewing is today from 12 to 3. And that's the Clora Funeral Home address is 1789 Coolidge Highway, River Rouge, Michigan. Tomorrow, the services, the family hour will start at 12, and the funeral will start at 12:30 at Clora Funeral. Again, the address is 1789 Coolidge Highway, River Rouge, Michigan. Amen. For Brother Isaac Callen, there will be a public viewing tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at James Cole Funeral Home. That address is 2624 West Grand Boulevard in Detroit, Michigan. The funeral itself, due to the restrictions of COVID, the funeral home has requested that there be just a private ceremony for the family and for the invited guests in whom the family has invited. Amen. So if you wish to pay your respects, please go between 11 and 3 to pay your respects. Amen. And continue to pray both for the families and the friends and those whom both of these great people have touched and whom they have blessed. Amen. I've had the joy of knowing both of them. Amen. And I tell you, when I look at the faith that both of them have, it was unmatched. Amen. So though I am a little sad and hurt, I do know that God took two of his best home because he had a need for them. Amen. So let us continue as a church to pray for one another. Continue to lift up everyone. They continue to call people. Amen. I challenged y'all a couple of weeks, but continue that love challenge. Call somebody today that you have not talked to and tell them that you love them. I don't care what the situation is, what's going on, or what's happening. Call somebody today and tell them, I was thinking about you, and I just tell you that I love you. And see what that would do, not only for you, but for them. And I promise you that whatever the situation may be, maybe you haven't talked to a person in a long time, but I promise you, love breaks down barriers. It breaks down barriers. So try that. Try that. I love you all. I love you, and I love you. Thank you. We will continue to give God the praise on this Sunday morning. I would like to introduce to you a young lady that you've heard many times on this show. And she will be doing our Black History Moment. I would like to introduce to you the president of our Missionary Society, Sister Gail Blakely. You have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you, Reverend. Today's Black History is on the CME Church. The Christian Methodist Episcopal Church was organized on December 16, 1870, in Jackson, Tennessee, by 41 former slaves composed primarily of African Americans. They were prior members of the Methodist Episcopal Church South, founded by John Wesley in England in 1844 and later established in America. The CME Church came into being in the aftermath of the Civil War. The slaves had the full support of their white sponsors in their former Methodist Episcopal Church South. These 41 former slaves ordained their own bishops and ministers of their white-dominated body. They called this fellowship the Colored Methodist Episcopal Church. It's the Church of Jesus Christ, adhering to the basic tenets of historic Methodism, and is historically Black-dominated, welcoming any and all desiring to flee from wrath and to be saved from sin. Currently, the CME Church has grown to more than 12 million members across the United States, with missions and sister churches in Haiti, Jamaica, and in African nations. Today, CME Church is organized into 11 Episcopal districts, 9 in the U.S., and 14 in various African nations. The CME Church sponsors 4 liberal colleges: Lane College in Jackson, Tennessee; Payne College in Augusta, Georgia; Miles College in Birmingham, Alabama; Alabama and Texas College in Tyler, Texas. The CME headquarters and publishing operations of the CME Church are located in Memphis, Tennessee. In 1954, the fellowship's name was changed from the Colored Methodist Episcopal Church to the Christian Methodist Episcopal Church. The CME Church continues to strive. Thank you for today's Black History Moment.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Gail Blakely. Amen. For the history of our church. Amen. We have a rich history. Amen. And God has blessed us throughout the years, and God will continue to bless us as years to come. Amen. So we just, all we have to do, y'all, is hold on to God's unchanging hands. Amen. God has given us everything that we need. Amen. Thank you again, Sister Blakely. Amen. Just one announcement. I did make a mistake. Minister Linda Larkin's viewing is not at 12 today. Forgive me. It is at 4 p.m., from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Clora Funeral Home. Amen. So it is not at 12. It is from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and that is the viewing for Minister Linda Larkin. Amen. We shall now have our altar call by Minister Kyle Garrett.
Amen. Let us into the altar. Let us pray. Lord, dear Lord, we ask right now in this moment that you just, we want to say thank you first for allowing us this opportunity to come to you with our burdens, with our concerns, with our needs, Lord. We hear, please, we ask to hear the cries of your people. We ask that you would cover your people. All that are listening to this broadcast, all that are praying, that are prophesying, that are doing works in your name, that you not only keep them, have angels to watch over them, but most importantly, Lord, that you forgive them. That you forgive them of their sins, Lord. That you forgive them of their iniquities. That you will blot out all their transgressions. That you would renew them. That you would repeatedly and recurringly restore them. Restore the Holy Spirit within them. Allow them to have the courage that is to stand as bold as a lion, Lord. That would be as mighty as a bear, that you would ignite the fire in them, that you have commanded them to do your will and to do your way, dear God, until you're coming again. So, Lord, we ask that you ignite and send out a spirit of refreshing and renewal and revival into those that love your word and love the works that you perform. Dear God, we also ask that you send comfort to those who are grieving, that you send comfort to those who are in bereavement, that you send your tender mercy to those who are pleading. We ask, dear God, that you be merciful unto them and that you allow them to have healing, to have a cleansing tear of lament wash over them, and letting them know that everything is going to be all right as long as they died in you and learning in you and praying in you and just having that relationship with you. You let them know that you are with them and that everything is going to be all right because their loved ones are in his care, are in your care, Lord. So we just ask right now that as we continue through this service, let our physical ears drop, but let our spiritual ears be open to what you have to say through the messenger. We thank you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We continue to praise you. We continue to honor you. We continue to laud and give you the utmost praise of your majesty and of your glory. And in these things, we ask that you acknowledge. In your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. And all those who agreed with this prayer said amen. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of y'all. Love y'all.
Amen. 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 Brother Tony, you have a song for us, sir?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, sound that saved. through me. Many days just hopelessness I had already become. Oh, you've already come.
Father, it's me, your mother. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. In the name of Jesus that I pray. Together we all say amen, amen, and amen. The scripture will come out of Genesis chapter 2, beginning with verse 4. And it reads, "The history of the heavens and the earth were when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown. For the Lord had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist came up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being." May God continue to bless the reading of this most holy word. For a subject today, have you examined your dirt? You know, as we have made it to another season of Lent, I can truly say that the Lord has been good to all of us. Over the last year, we have experienced death, destruction, hate, bigotry, lawlessness, overbearing, oppression, statistical and maniacal leaders, but through it all, God has still remained on the throne. I chose this particular scripture out of Genesis due to the fact that this is the season that one must examine their life and walk with God and to see if the smudge on the mirror is a part of one's soul or maybe it's just a reflection from the light. It is indeed the light that reveals the dark things that we try to hide. But while this creation story is so miraculous, it grants the reader the ability to see exactly what God did. God took a piece of dirt and he breathed his breath into the air pockets of the dirt and gave that dirt life.
most human beings, as you think about it, and myself included, we hate to see dirt. We look at dirt as being unclean, nasty, filthy, and downright disgusting, not knowing that it is the dirt that keeps our organs in place, not realizing that it is the dirt that makes our bodies grow, and not understanding that it is the dirt that we have, that we come from, and soon it will be the dirt that we shall return to. And during this season of examination and preparation, my question remains, have you examined your dirt? You see, what I love about the season of Lent is it grips at the hearts of those who call on Jesus as their Savior. Too many times we spend our days working for our paychecks, but yet we do not consider the fact that Jesus has made us heirs to salvation. We spend more time prepping our meals for healthy eating and never stop to prepare our spirits for a healthy dose of the Word of God. We set our alarm clocks right down to the minute because we cannot be late to our jobs, but miss the fact that if God had not decided to give you that breath of life, that you would return to the dirt in which you were formed. But praise God anyhow for his grace and mercy. Ephesians 2:8 stated that for by grace you have been saved and through faith, and this is not your own doing, but it is a gift from God. But if I can leave the examination process alone for just a second, please allow me to touch on the preparation for a minute. In other words, are you preparing yourself for the liberation that comes through the gift of the blood of Jesus? A little while ago, I asked you, have you examined your dirt? I was not asking you a question, but I was kind of speaking rhetorically. But if I had to answer the question myself, I would say yes. You see, when God formed me and you, he took equal parts of dirt. He mixed it with the blood of Jesus. And oh, but he did not stop there. He added an ounce of love, an ounce of patience, a pinch of a sound mind, and a big cup of the Holy Spirit, which overflows your daily quota of everything else that you need. You see, I don't care how good you look, and I don't care how pretty you are. We all come from the dirt, and we all have sin upon us. Matter of fact, we all fall short of the glory of God. But if it took for the season of Lent to come around the corner for you to start the examination process, well, shame on you. You see, I give my Jesus the glory every day through my examining myself. Some days are good while others are not. But 1 Peter 5:7 said it best, to cast all your cares on him because he loves you. And because my Jesus loves me, he gave up his life so that you may have it freely. But on that great resurrection day, God looked down just as he looked at that dirt and in that tomb, and he decided to breathe to bring my Jesus back to life. He breathed into him the breath of life, and my Jesus began to live again with all powers in his hands, clothed in his majesty, adorned as a prince, and made master of this world. But above all else, that sin debt that's upon us was paid in full. And when Jesus looked in the mirror, he examined his face. The light revealed that he was the Prince of Peace, my mighty King, the one who strengthens me, the one who blesses me, the one who has healed this body, the one who set me on fire, the one that stood in front of me and took the blows. And when he looked at me, he didn't call me a piece of dirt, y'all, but he called me brother. He called me son. He called me faithful, humble servant. Thank you, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, for reminding us to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of Christ Jesus for you. Do you give thanks for your situations? When you examine your life, do you see the traps and the snares that were laid out for you? Do you see the times when the enemy tried to overthrow your life and he tried to fill your life up with sin so that you would let go of God's hands, so that you would find yourself down in hell with him? Do you remember the times? Do you remember the times when your friends, who you call were your closest friends, tried their best to turn your salvation into damnation because they knew that they were on the train ride to hell and they wanted you to join them? Do you remember the times that Jesus blocked the situations that would have caused your life to go down another path? Do you remember the times when Jesus set your life up to where you did not lose your life? Do you remember the times? Do you remember? And do you give God the thanks and praise for all the times that he spared you? Oh, but can I boast about my Jesus in my season of Lent? I'm only going to talk about me. But after my examination of my dirt, I remembered that there were times that I could not make a way out of no way. And my Jesus provided a way. Oh, y'all didn't hear that, did you? I said, I remember there was a time in my life when I could not make a way out of no way, and my Jesus provided a way. When all else failed in my life, he said to me, son, examine the dirt that you are in, because if that dirt does not cause you to look my way, then you're comfortable in your dirt patch. But remember, I planted you like a tree by the riverside, and regardless of the dirt or the muck, or and the sin that you are in that has tried to entangle you, you shall bear much fruit. But not only were you planted, but you received my Father's Spirit, who shall guide you along the path. Come in, Holy Spirit. Come down like a mighty roaring wind. Refresh us, renew us, purify us, that we might enter into this holy season with great anticipation, expecting the Lord to bless us even the more. I'm here to let somebody know right now that if you are not expecting a blessing in this season, then you are truly in the wrong season. It's time that we begin to prepare ourselves, that we begin to look at what we're doing, that we begin to search out what we have done, and we need to fix ourselves up and get ourselves ready, because it is soon that Jesus will return, but we will celebrate right now his resurrection. We celebrate because my Jesus escaped death, amen. My Jesus took death and pushed it down back to the pit of hell where it belongs. But I'm here to let somebody know right now that it's time that you stop. It's time for you to examine your life. It's time for you to examine the dirt that you are in. And if you find yourself knee-deep in dirt,
come on, Pastor. Come on. Preach it. Move, Holy Spirit, move. Move, Holy Spirit.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise him.
Thank you. Yes.
Praise him.
Yes.
Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You see, the enemy is trying his best, amen, to stop what God is doing.
Yeah.
But I'm here to let you know right now, amen, as I was saying, if you
are knee-deep in your sin, amen, if you are knee-deep in the dirt, it's time that you start doing some examination of yourself, amen. It's time that you allow yourself to experience what Jesus has for you, amen. Jesus has a salvation that nothing can touch, amen. This world can't touch what Jesus can give to you. So I'm going to let somebody know right now that it's time that we begin to walk this walk, amen. We talk it so much, but it's time that we begin to walk it, amen. So if you're ready to walk this walk, I'm here to let you know right now, only thing I'm asking you, the last question that I have for you is, are you ready to examine your dirt, amen? In this season, are you ready to examine the things that have caused you to turn from God? And if you are ready to turn back to God, if you are ready to get your mind right and your spirit right in God, then I offer Jesus to you right now. To you right now. It's time. Have you examined your dirt? God bless you. May God keep you. Amen, Reverend Pat.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The doors of the church are open. Now is the time to give back to the Lord, the one that gives so much to us. The Lord says to us, come as you are. I will lead you. The doors of the church are open. Come, be a disciple of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. If you are one who is ready to give your life over, find a Bible-based church and bless them with your presence. Pray with them in the spirit and bless them financially with your tithes and offerings. And see what the Holy Spirit will do in your life. God bless you. Minister Lisa, will you bless us with the doxology?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy
Thank you. Again, we are in the season of examining yourself and preparing for the victory that is to come. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. We always, on behalf of Fuse Memorial, we would like to give thanks to HubNet Online Network, amen. And we, more importantly, we want to give thanks to Brother Hakim for all that you do, sir. You're a lifesaver, Doc. You just saved us one more time, Doc. And we give thanks and honor for you, sir.
My pleasure, sir.
Amen. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory,
rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says amen, amen,
amen,
and amen.
Amen.
God bless you, and may God keep you. We are signing off.
Done.